Joe Polak, Defeat Is Only Language Democrats Will Understand. By Robert Krajicek on September 24, 2020. Only electoral defeat can stimulate political change within the Democrat Party. Breitbart News Senior Editor-at-Large Joe Polak, author of Red November, Will the Country Vote Red for Trump or Red for Socialism? Said Wednesday in a radio interview with Michael Berry. Polak predicted that Democrats will have more of a conversation among themselves between moderates and radicals if President Donald Trump is re-elected in November, with far-left Democrats calling for the party to move further left. The left is going to have one more big fight, in 2024 if Biden loses to Trump, Polak remarked. He added. There will be moderates in the party who say the radicals are out of control. But there will also be radicals in the party who say, you see? We lost twice in a row with establishment candidates. You pushed Bernie aside in 2016 for Hillary. You pushed Bernie aside in 2020 for Biden. And in both cases, you failed to motivate the grassroots to get out and vote, so now, it's our turn to pick the candidate. Polak continued, the moderates will say, we lost by going left. The left will say, we lost because you picked an establishment candidate, and you'll have that fight. Polak went on. You'll see a determined push by the left to nominate someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or maybe even Elizabeth Warren, although she'll be in her mid-70s by then. They're going to try to put someone from the left on the ticket in 2024, and that may happen even if Biden wins the election. Democrats plan on controlling and possibly replacing Joe Biden if they take the White House. Given the former vice president's diminishing capabilities relative to his younger self, Polak said. Democrats don't feel that Biden is long for this world, Polak stated. I'm just being blunt here. He doesn't seem to be his old self, and they are maneuvering to either control him or replace him after the election. Listen. Berry noted that Democrats in the left endeavor to change the Supreme Court through court packing, highlighting the amplified calls for such a shift following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The 9-member court that we currently have is the number we've had for 150 years, Berry observed. He continued, we see this trend toward if you're not winning the game, changing the rules mid-game, and I think that is very bad for the morale, the sense of integrity, the sense of belief in our system in this country. Polak described Democrats' rule-changing pursuits regarding the judiciary as reflective of the party's lack of confidence in its ability to win public support for its positions on the battleground of ideas. It is destabilizing to have one political party, and it's always the Democrats, trying to change the rules constantly. And they're doing that because they don't want to go to the electorate, Polak assessed. They don't want to go to the voters that they've been losing over the last several years and find out why. They don't want to have to tailor their message to what voters actually want. Polak added. Democrats believe in a sort of Santa Claus theory that the electorate is going to change. And that, they're just going to be able to run on radical ideas because these changing demographics of the country are going to ensure they win forever. That may happen. It also may not happen. We don't know. That's why they're not improvising. They're ignoring the voters and, instead, trying to change the rules, Polak concluded. The Michael Berry Show, which broadcasts from News Radio AM 740 KTRH in Houston from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then nationwide from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central, is also available anytime nationwide via iHeartRadio.